Coming like a clap of thunder, we're going to welcome straight away a proper, bona fide, big-time Hollywood star. His films include Speed, Arachnophobia, Purple Rose of Cairo, but it's his new one that's torn the lid off the US box office and made its title part of the pop culture already. The phrase, the film is called Dumb and Dumber. The man is Mr. Jeff Daniels! Here with us! Welcome to the BBC.
Yes, well, it's nice to be here.
The hallowed BBC. Before we go any further, your movie Dumb and Dumber doesn't open for about 6 weeks already. I mean, Dumb and Dumber, how big business is it in the States right now?
It's actually huge. It opened number one in the middle of December and stayed there for like 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah. Before we go any further, and this is not like giving away the Roy Scheider end of Jaws, I just want to, people can read into this what they like. How could you have done that diarrhea scene? They don't know what I mean. They will, because it's going to tear the roof off the box office here, too. While you're here, the diarrhea scene, how could you have done it?
Well, I should explain what it is.
Well, God, well, I think they've got a fair grasp there. But anyway. Yeah.
Well, in the movie, I'm given Jim Carrey, the other, certainly the star of the movie. Jim gives me a pint of, like, Turbo Lax, like this laxative that just, like, I turn into, like, this city, you know, whose entire sewer system is emptying through my body.
It's Turbolax.
Turbolax, yeah, and I end up on a toilet, and unlike most movies, the camera actually stays on me.
Yeah.
And I go, you know, we're with me as it happens.
Sure.
It's a solid minute and a half of me on a toilet, and, you know, the career as I know it is, like, over. I was, like, under the impression that it was my Oscar clip, you know? I kept saying, I said, they should go all the way. You might just be nominated for this scene alone.
So for people who are looking forward to seeing it or will go and see it, in a nutshell, and it can, one of the few movie plots that can be put in the shell
it
of a
sure
nut.
Can.
What is it?
It's two of the dumbest guys you've ever seen in your lives returning a briefcase halfway across America.
Yeah.
That's it. There's nothing else.
There's nothing else to it.
Yeah. That's the story, that's the plot, that's it.
You sit on a toilet.
I sit on a toilet. There's a scene where I'm going up a chairlift and there's a metal pole and I go, oh look, Frost. And I stay there for like three times around the
ceiling. Oh, 20 minutes of the film.
Yeah.
I'll be absolutely honest. I was watching it and I watched it and after 10 minutes I thought, yeah, I can't sit through this trash. I can't sit through this trash.
Thank you.
I thought I'm all, you know, Beavis and Butthead, and now we've got this, and we've got Bottom over here, which is his nearest cousin.
Yeah, you've got nothing to be proud of.
I've got Bottom
over here.
That's good. So I'm sitting watching, and my kids are going nuts. They're crying. They're whacking the floor. They're going, oh yeah, it's kind of 15 minutes. I'm thinking, all right, you're not going to quit. It's going to be like this. All right, 20 minutes. And I tell the truth because it was sent around to us on video. I wind it back and watch it again. It is overwhelming in its dumbness, isn't it? There's no point given. I thought in a minute they're going to get subtle. I've used the word irony. I've heard that. It's ironic. It's not, is it?
No.
A big, dumb picture.
It's in your face. It's just right there. I'm just disappointed we weren't nominated, but that's me.
You didn't get it, yeah. But okay, I'll talk about other tough films. Despite everything, dignity-wise, a tough film to make. But Arachnophobia, of course, you were loving.
Yeah, well, you know, me and the spiders, yeah.
So what, it was real spiders, yeah?
Oh, yeah, real spiders. Almost, like, 90% of them were real. And they'd get these little air, like, hair dryer things, and they'd get the spiders going up the wall, and they'd start the hair blowers, and the spiders would crawl up. And
where were you when all this was going? Are you right there?
I was standing, you know, in front of it, acting, you know, and... And they had actually one time I had a brown shirt on and I was, and they said they had a little spider that they were going to throw on my shirt, said in the script. And they throw it on the shirt, there it lands, brown spider, brown shirt, doesn't show up. They said, Jeff, do you mind if we throw it on your face? I was like, okay, all right, anything for my art.
Yeah.
And put the face there and they got a little fishing line that they were temporarily attached to the spider and they would just... Right there, that was. Hold it, get it off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, and then the big one was like as big as my hand. The guy at the end that was the big villain of the piece. I mean, they called him a Brazilian bird eater. And they would put a rat in his cage on Friday and take the carcass out on Monday. That's how they fed him.